Lauda, Hunt and Rush. How deadly was 1970s Formula One? What about the second claim, that each year two Formula One drivers died? If only those fatalities that occurred during either an F1 World Championship race or practice accounted, then there were fewer than two deaths each year. In total, eight drivers died in the 1960s and nine in the 1970s. But there is another way of looking at the figures. When some of these claims are made about the incidence of death in Formula One, there is a bit of a grey area as to the fact that there was a high incidence in motorsport in general, explains Roger Smith. Some of those Formula One drivers who can be listed as the death of a Grand Prix driver actually were driving other forms of motorsports. Indeed, F1 champion Jim Clark was killed in a Formula 2 accident in 1968. Counting up how many Formula One drivers were killed, you get much higher numbers, 29 deaths in the 1960s and 18 in the 1970s. Racing legend Sir Jackie Stewart has said that during the years that represented the peak of his career in the late 1960s and early 70s, anyone continuously racing had a 2 out of 3 chance of dying. And when you look at the numbers of F1 drivers who were killed in F1 or another professional race, over 5 years at the height of the Jackie Stewart era, he was not that far off. They had a 50-50 chance of dying, Kevin McConway calculates. Being a professional racing driver 40 years ago was unbelievably dangerous. There just wasn't a safety culture. Even seatbelts were not made mandatory until 1972. That period is now behind us. No Formula One driver has died since Ayrton Senna in 1994, though some race marshals have been killed. After Senna was killed, it was recognised that safety had to be probably the number one on the F1 agenda, above the show, the entertainment value and everything else, says Roger Smith. In the 50s, there wasn't a safety culture. It was just after the Second World War, people were used to the idea that people could die. And I think that people found it almost acceptable. Thank you for listening. For more British accent training, visit www.learningbritishaccent.com.